Huge win. It was a huge win, huge drive. Everybody stepped up. That's what big games come down to. And we knew that, you know, you could say that the season's on the line, but we knew we had to come up here and take care of business in order to put ourselves in a position to still be in that playoff hunt. And so it was a huge drive, and everybody understood and went out, and we were able to execute and get points on the board. Well, we had some left over from last week, so we did a great job on third down. The offensive line did a great job. People made some big plays.
What can you say about Wes
Welker? What can't you say about Wes Welker? He's the all-around football player. He's a guy that you can rely on, a guy that I look to constantly in big pressure situations because I know he's going to get open. And he's a guy that everybody looks up to because he gives you 150% on every play. It was a huge play, and the emotions of the game, as you well know, was just an emotional roller coaster. And then to have us come up with the ball at the end and know that the game was over, it was a rush of emotion, and everybody was, you know, elated and happy, and couldn't be happier for the situation to be what it was.
A lot,
yeah.
Obviously, you know where he's going to be, certain reads.
Right. You know where he's going to be, and you know that if they're blitzing multiple players, then it's probably one-on-one coverage in some capacity on the outside. And so we try to take advantage of that. And all I know is that I have to beat the defender who's rushing with the ball, and the receiver has to do his job, obviously, of getting open.
Were you expecting Seattle to bring that much pressure on any guys?
We knew that they were a pressure team, so we prepared throughout the week for pressure. We didn't know, until you get into any game, you really don't know how much pressure it's going to be. It just turned out to be one of those games for them.
It seemed like your screen game, your screen game, was particularly effective today.
It was effective. They made some big plays when we needed them, especially when those guys are coming at you as much as they are, to get the ball out quick and then to make one guy miss. It definitely takes the pressure off us a little bit, especially myself, not having to make all the throws down the field all the time.
We see Welker take hits like you took last week in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. or Miami. What runs through your mind?
You don't want to ever see him get hit, but I know that it's part of the game, and he's a tough guy, and I'm just anticipating him getting back up.
Is there a point when you doubt the
team? No, not at all. You play for 60 minutes. That's our job, and that's what we come out week in and week out and talk about, playing for 60 minutes. And so there's never a point in this game where we looked down at or didn't feel like we were going to win the game.
Statistically, obviously that's not a good defense, pass defense at 32nd out of 32, numbers-wise. Did you think you'd be more effective than you were overall, given the number of yards they had given up?
No, they created a lot of pressure, like I said. And we went out and we executed when we needed to. And we came out of here with a win, and that's all you can ask. I don't care if we win by 1 point and I throw for 100 yards, as long as we get the W. And we had some good production today, especially on third down, which we wanted to do. And we came out on top, and that's the overall goal.
Two on the goal line. Any threat of throwing, any thought of throwing on either of those right at the end?
I don't think so. I think we had a good idea of what we wanted to do, and we had some good runs in the game plan. There's no doubt. We know that we have to go out and fight, and every game's important, but we can only take one game at a time. If we don't take care of Oakland, then we know we can't start looking ahead, because if we don't take care of Oakland, then it doesn't mean anything anyway.
Matt, your thoughts on Steve Sarkisian getting the job here in Washington?
I'm happy for him. You know, he's a great coach. He brings a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, very similar to Coach Carroll. He's got a lot of charisma, so he'll do a great job here, and he's got a brilliant mind and really works hard at what he does.
Think he'll ever beat us?
I hope not.
One final question.
All right.
Thanks, guys.